It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I thought Boston was going to win for sure last night. Now, Toronto's won two in a row. Oh, Bill Nylander, he's doing pretty damn good. He hadn't scored in 14 games, and then he got both the goals for the Maple Leafs last night in their 2-1 win. The 2-1 game 6 win, so it's going to game 7 now. I mean, Boston ended up getting their last goal. It was less than a second left. It was like 0.2 or 0.1 of a second. That was what was left in the game. So took away the shutout, which sucks. But the win's more important, far more important than the shutout. So that one is going to game number 7. And that game 7 will be tomorrow night, I do believe, back in Boston. Yeah, it is tomorrow night in Boston. Now, I am still going to give you some predictions for tonight. Predators are going to send that one to game 7. They're going to be forcing that one. Game's happening in Nashville. And then the other game happening tonight, Stars and Golden Knights. That one will as well end up going to game 7, as I do believe that the Golden Knights are going to end up winning that game. So you can put money on it if you want with those predictions. See how you do. Or just don't listen to me at all, because I've been quite wrong lately.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A few years ago, KFC launched the KFC Yuletide Log, where you burn the log and it smells like 11 herbs and spices. It smells like crispy chicken. I bought 2 of those logs. Still haven't burnt them. I haven't decided if I want to yet or not. Or you know what? That could be a family heirloom that I pass down to my kids, and then they can pass that down to their kids. You know, a barren family tradition, if you will. Well, now KFC is launching Ode to Barbecue, number 11. Is it a cologne? Is it a perfume? It doesn't matter what it is. You can wear it if you want. Number 11, because of the 11 herbs and spices. So it's very own perfume. Oh, they're calling it a perfume. Finger licking good. So that's just it. You want a hot date? You want to be finger licking good? This is what you need to wear. You can pre-order it now. Listen, I've spent my money on some ridiculous things in my life, and I'm about to spend more.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Chad's not here again. And he won't be here part of next week either. Monday for sure, maybe Tuesday. I don't know. He might be back on the 7th, depending on his flights. He says flights. He's superimposing himself. I've been looking on the social medias, you know. He's not at these places. Superimposing. He's actually stealing pictures from other people on the internet and posting them. Because right now, Chad is in a bit of a pickle. He's working hard right now. Because Chad was so inspired by Cheeseball Man eating that entire jar of cheese balls that he is prepping right now. He is prepping to eat an entire thing of pork rinds. That's right. Chad McDonald is prepping to eat an entire thing of pork rinds. Now, it was going to be Funyuns, but he decided, nope, I want deep fried pork fat. So Chad McDonald versus a jar of pork rinds very soon.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Have you been sleeping in lately? And you're like, damn it, I must have hit snooze. Guess what? If you got an iPhone, you can blame your iPhone. It's true. Many people are having an issue where their iPhone alarms aren't actually going off. Now, Apple says they're working quickly to fix this issue, you know, giving you that extra sleep that you want. Probably shouldn't have had it, though, but it doesn't play a sound. I've actually found this out with my own phone. There are many times where I think, oh, I must have hit snooze, but I didn't. It's because my alarm didn't actually go off. And TikTokers are out saying, hey, I set 5 alarms and they didn't go off. Now, I think 5 is a little excessive. Maybe it is, though. Maybe that is the case. I usually set 2 to 3. I set some extras this morning just in case. I know 2 of them went off for sure. No idea how many people this is affecting. No idea if it's certain models of phones that are doing this, if it's which iOS system or what. This isn't good at all. The other thing we need to check is human error. Because you may have set your alarm on your calculator.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So last night, this is the first year, I guess, that my boys have played baseball. Excited for it. It was that or flag football, because there's always so much going on, and we love flag football. But the boy, we decided, hey, let's try a change. Let's try baseball. You guys haven't really played. I mean, they did rally camp as kids, but that made them actually lose interest in the game. I guess I probably could have pushed harder because I love baseball, but rally camp made them lose interest because it's kind of boring. So you got to push for them to keep going with it, and I recommend you do that. Yeah, we never let them quit partway through the season. It was just eventually, it's like, we got a lot of other stuff on the go. Let's do this. So we're back into baseball. I got to say, I'm really looking forward to hanging out outside, eating sunflower seeds, drinking whatever I'm going to drink, watching the kids play ball. I'm even going to bring a little charcoal grill. I'm going to cook hot dogs for people. Maybe I'll charge you. I don't know. Probably not. But I'm going to cook hot dogs. But I got to tell you, sitting outside last night watching Holden play, great, loved watching him play and his teammates play. The weather was brutal. The wind cut right through you last night. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. You are not a bad parent if you were sitting in your vehicle to avoid the weather or people.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Chad and Evan Daly.
By now, I'm sure, but maybe you haven't heard of what started on Reddit, and it was a boycott of Loblaws. Loblaws is out of control is what the title was called, I guess, on Reddit. And it's where people were calling for the ban of purchasing groceries or anything else from any of the Loblaw companies. There's many different stores that Loblaws owns and runs. Well, Galen Weston yesterday saying the boycott of the company is misguided criticism. Companies are not responsible for higher food prices and denouncing calls to steal from the grocery chain. No, you should not be stealing from anywhere. Absolutely not. This goes back years when people would try and do the ban on different, I guess you could say, gas stations because of price of fuel. Price of fuel is out of control right now. I wish a ban like this could work. Maybe it could for on a grocery store. Some economists are saying, hey, it could have a major effect. And maybe prices will eventually come down a little bit. But then eventually you will see the prices come back up. But here's the thing. It's grocery stores everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Every single grocery store. But there's different sales that happen at different stores all the time. So you could do the ban, sure, go ahead, do what you want, but eventually you're going to have to do it for every single grocery store. If you're going to do it for this one, you're going to have to do it for another one, another one, another one. Maybe it does push you to shop a little more local, which is a great thing as well. You have to remember all these stores, though, do employ local people. I know the bottom line goes somewhere else, but they do employ local people, so these jobs stay in place. But do your research. Here's the biggest part of it all. Do your research on shopping for groceries. A friend of mine actually went around and looked at different grocery stores. It was for Alfredo sauce. And they found that actually at one Loblaws store, the Alfredo sauce was the cheapest there. It was more expensive at other stores. But that's not to say that it won't be cheaper at those other stores another time. So you need to do your research. But at the end of the day, you should absolutely not steal from everywhere. You want to stick it to the man, do it. But if you're caught stealing from somewhere, the man's going to stick it to you.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There is an issue affecting cocoa beans, cacao beans. However you want to say it, there's been issues before. Now, there's something called black pod disease that poses a threat to chocolate production. It's a fungal-like disease that turns the cacao pods black or brown. This isn't good. Well, guess what? Now there's a devastating virus that could steal the world's chocolate forever. And it's being spread by mealybugs. Swollen shoot virus. I really had to focus when I said shoot, because it makes me want to swear when I hear that chocolate could go away. They're fuzzy little bugs. They thrive in hot climates, so we're okay around here. The virus, described as one of the most ecologically devastating on Earth, has wiped out 50,000 hectares of cacao farmland in Ghana, which is the world's second largest chocolate producer. The world's chocolate supply could be gone because of swollen shoot disease. Scientists, they're saying, now this is in the U.S. and in Ghana. They found a new way to stop the virus. They're hoping that the world's chocolate will be saved. They're hoping it'll be okay. Now, 50% of the world's chocolate comes from the Ivory Coast and from Ghana. But trees in both countries have been ravaged by the swollen shoot virus. So what they're doing is now they're cutting down the trees and they're starting to plant the trees further apart. So now that they're doing this, it could lead to less chocolate, which will end up making chocolate cost more. But another thing that they're doing is they're actually giving the trees a shot, if you will. Yeah, they're giving the trees a vaccine. So that could stop you from eating chocolate as well. If you're not down with the vaccines, you might not want to eat chocolate now. Now this is, you're going to have to look into this to find out for sure. The vaccine is expensive, so a lot of farmers don't want to use it. So the cheapest way to do this is cut down the infected trees and planting a resistant tree and planting them further apart. So I recommend stocking up on chocolate, just like you did on toilet paper.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So the new movie from Jerry Seinfeld, Frosted, is coming out about the origin of the Pop-Tart. Chad and I talked about it earlier in the week. Pop-Tarts are terrible. I hate Pop-Tarts. Brutal. Chad and I have been through this as well. Toaster strudels are the far significant of the two. Way better than a Pop-Tart. The reviews, though, are not great. Or is it Unfrosted that it's called? Yeah, Unfrosted. Pardon me, not Frosted. Unfrosted. So it's directed by Jerry Seinfeld. He stars in the show, in the movie as well. They talk about the creation of the Pop-Tart back in 1963. There are other movies like this, Flamin' Hot, about the creation of spicy Cheetos, Blackberry, the creation of the Blackberry, and The Founder, which is Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc, the guy who decided to take over and franchise McDonald's. This one, though, is it's a comedy all the way through, kind of like a slapstick comedy, I guess you could say. Not quite the same as the other ones. It is broadly based in reality, but the entire movie is, I guess, a bit of a put-on, or described as a wackazoid tall tale. A comedy that uses the Breakfast Wars as a jumping-off point for a high camp exercise in nostalgic lunacy. So apparently it's kind of crazy. I'm all for crazy. All for crazy. But I will not be eating Pop-Tarts anytime soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.